Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's just gone 6 minutes past the hour of 9. You are listening to Radio Islam International. My name is Habib Bobat. And inshallah, I'll be keeping you company this morning right up till 10 a.m. Today we'd like to speak about a very important topic. And before we get into the topic, just to keep you updated, or to fill you in, Maulana Bam is not around this morning, so he will not be joining us for the program. The topic that we are discussing this morning is how to forgive and forget. You know, we sometimes stumble upon such hurdles in life that it becomes so difficult to pick ourselves and move on. And it just tears us apart. And every time you think about that horrible incident, and every time you see that person, you go into those flashbacks. And you are full of hatred, you are full of resentment, and you are full of anguish, and you just want to tear the person apart, and you feel that this person has made your life miserable. That's one thing, that goes through our mind. I am saying today that, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept the concept of tawbah, the concept of forgiveness. And the same quality can be implemented within us as human beings. And allow me to share my thoughts. You see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala understands the nature of human beings. And Allah knows that we are full of mistakes. We stumble, we fall, we make serious mistakes in life. But at the end of it all, Allah always leaves a door of forgiveness for us. So you could be a drunkard, you could be an adulterer, you could be a rapist, anyone in life. At the end of the day, Allah does classify it as a sin. But Allah also at the same time leaves the door for tawbah and the door for forgiveness open at the end of the day. Because Allah understands the nature of human being. And if you look at the malaika, the angels, Allah has only kept one quality within them, and that is obedience. They only obey Allah, and they can only obey Allah. Excuse me. لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم. They do not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so for them to be obedient to Allah is understood. It's a given. But for human being, Allah has kept the temperament of obeying Allah and also the ability to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a human being has both choices in front of him. And Allah knows that this human of mine or the servant of mine will stumble and make a mistake along the line. But what is the approach Allah is taking? Allah is saying, I'm forgiving you at the end of the day. And what kind of forgiveness? Forgiveness that I will not hold any grudge or not even bring it up in the future. So sometimes horrible incidents do happen in life. And then how do we deal with them? And how do we move on? One is to play on it constantly, day and night, day and night. And one is to make peace with it and move on. So just as Allah forgives us, a person can be sinning for 50, 60, 70, 80 years, and just the day before he passes away, he turns to Allah. Allah wipes his account for 60, 70 years. Wow, that is now something to really ponder on, that after such a lengthy period, one tear in front of Allah, and Allah forgives us all. So I am saying to you, that if the creator of this universe is applying this principle with us as humans, then why not we as humans not apply the same principles and the same attitude with our fellow human beings and people who have wronged us, people who have done us down, people who have did us down? How do we deal with them? Can we not apply the same principle of forgiveness, the principle of coming to terms with it and moving on? And what's really amazing is that Allah does not begrudge anyone. Allah does not despise anyone. Allah does not run down anyone. Allah still embraces you just as He would embrace His pious servant. No difference. Allah will not show any indifference to you. That's the beauty of it. So as humans, we also need to inculcate those very same qualities within us. It's difficult. It's 100% difficult. But it's also possible at the same time to come to terms and accept it as a event of life, You can't undo it. You cannot go back and rechange the facts or the settings of life. But what you can do is make peace with it and move on. That's what we are talking about today. And I'd like to hear from you also on 011-854-1548, the SMS line, 48855 or 0727-86-1548. Stay tuned to Radio Islam International. So if you want to move on with your life, then you have to make a choice to forgive and forget. I mean, you cannot undo the past. And it's one of two things you're going to do. Either live in the past and ruin your present and your future. Or you make peace with the past and you bring in more memorable moments for the present and the future. That's the only two options you have. If you're going to live in the past and keep replaying those incidents and continuously going into those sad memories, it's going to impact on your health, it's going to ruin your peace, it's going to steal your sleep, and most of all, it's going to leave you in constant pain. And it's going to eat you up inside. On the other hand, if you choose to make peace with the past, it's like you'll peep into your heart all the time. Those memories will still be there. But you have taken a different approach. You have made peace with it. And I'd like to start over the point that humans are humans at the end of the day. Al-insanu murakkabun bil-khata'i wal-nisyan. Allah says, we have made humans such that they are full of flaws. They are full of mistakes. They stumble. They fumble. And they pick themselves up and they learn from their mistakes. So, nobody preempts anything, the consequences of anything in life. If it's done, it's done. No use crying about it now. Rather ask yourself, how can I remedy the situation and how can I move forward? So if it's a hurtful incident, you can't undo it. That's one thing you must understand. You cannot undo it. Then you can just worsen the situation by begrudging the person or bringing him down, spoiling his name or her name, whoever it may be. That's just worsening the situation. One is to forgive and be the better person of the two. I promise you will see the difference in your life. So the choice is to forgive and forget. One thing we need to understand is that forgiveness doesn't mean that what happened was okay. It doesn't mean that you are happy with that hurtful incident. It doesn't mean. So if you come into terms with it, it doesn't mean it was okay. It doesn't mean you condone it. Forgiveness just means that you've made peace with the pain and you are ready to let go. You are ready to let go. And that's what we are saying to people. 011-854-1548. There's so many messages coming through, subhanAllah. I will read them as we go into the program. Don't worry. 48855 or alternatively the WhatsApp studio number 0727861548. The other thing that we need to understand that forgiveness is not something we do for others. Let me emphasize this point. I think this is the most important point of the program. This is the most important point of the program, that forgiveness is not something we do for others. It's something we do for ourselves. And not forgiving someone else is as if you are living in a jail, tripped in bitterness, sorrow, anguish, resentment, hurt, pain, and that broken heart. It's like you have trapped yourself. You have created your own jail, your own cell, and that cell is made out of all these sad qualities around you. So forgiveness is not something for others. It's not something you're doing for others. It's something you're doing for yourself. You must understand that. And I'd like to share a quotation of Imam Shafi, but I believe we have a caller. Let's take the caller first. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam, Mulana Habib, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, Jiaba.
Ji, I wanted to talk about the topic of forgiveness.
Mm.
And I think for older people, it's so much easier to forgive. Because you've been through it all and you're so experienced. And you could have probably made the same mistake in your past.
Mm.
So when I look at younger people and I see them make mistakes, oh, they wronged me. I think it's so easy to forgive. And when you forgive, you feel better. You feel a happier person.
Exactly.
And that's a sign of a true believer. When you do a good deed, you feel happy.
Mm-hmm.
And I also would like to take the opportunity to ask all the people who know me, my patients, my friends, my family, my neighbors, to please forgive me. This is also my Hajj year. I've been accredited for Hajj.
Mm.
So sure. I want to go with a clean heart and, how would I say, an empty heart.
Yeah.
I have no grudges, hatred, enmity for anybody, and that makes me a very happy person.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. It makes you happy, isn't it? It's not for someone else.
Yeah, and also in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, I forgot which surah, but you know when the mushrikeen, they fled the war, and Allah gave them a chance to come back, and I mean, Allah forgave them, and Allah is so great, so merciful. So who are we? I mean, we have to forgive people all the time.
That's it.
And it costs us nothing to forgive people.
Jazakumullah for that, sister. I really appreciate it.
Okay. Walaikum salam.
Salam. Rahmatullah. Yes, the lines are open. 0118-541-548. There's so many messages coming through. Lol. Let me read this one here for you. It says, let me open this message. Assalamu alaikum, I'm in a situation where my husband has apologized for his behavior and neglected my emotional and physical needs. Whenever we have problems, I can't seem to forget the past and cause many conflicts. Make dua for me, I forgive, but it's hard to forgive and forget. What can one do when the husband can't accept he was wrong and says that's just the way he is? You see, these problems will always come in marriages. Nobody was married previously. So, nobody has been in those shoes and we haven't walked the journey. It's like a baby that's trying to crawl and cannot manage. And it's like a baby that's trying to walk but cannot walk. That baby is relying on the support around the people and helping the baby go through that phase and that journey. So, in life also, none of us are married. That's why many people succeed in their second marriages better than in the first marriages. It's because they've been through the journey itself. And so, in the first marriage, they made horrible mistakes. Horrible, horrible mistakes. Simply because they weren't in a situation like this before. Even if they were dating or courting, that doesn't mean anything. Because when you're dating and courting, everything is lovey-dovey and rosy. But when you are in a relationship, and you go through that hurtful journey, you just have to understand that my wife or my husband is going through it for the first time in their life. They haven't been in the situation before. They've made a mistake. Now, it's either you're going to break them down. Yeah, you made a mistake and remind them for the rest of their lives. Or either you help them learn from that mistake and pick themselves up. The option is yours to be gracious and to be kind. Or you can be hurtful towards them. I see we've got too many callers. Let's go to the lines first. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Jesus.
Am I on air?
Live on air.
Okay, lovely. Mulana, I just had 2 points. One is very pertinent to what you were saying about people, and when they hurt you, how I actually think people that say things to you actually, they kind of lift you up, you know, they try and make you stronger, they kind of make you a better person, because they just kind of show you just how strong you can be, how you can overcome all these adversities.
Exactly.
It's like they said, you only know how good a person is, it's like if you put a tea bag in boiling water, then only the flavor of the person comes through. So I think when people hurt you, they bring out the best in you in a way, because you just realize how you can overcome these things. You learn things about yourself that you probably never knew if it wasn't for them. That's the one thing. But
that would take a lot of courage to make peace with that hurtful event, isn't it?
No, it definitely would take peace. But
I mean, otherwise, because many people do go into depression then.
If it happens over and over, yes, they do, but that's why help is available these days. But it's not about, you know, forgiveness, people look at it differently. They look at that, you know, okay, I know the other corner said Allah is great and who are we, and I hear that. But we're human, and after all,
exactly.
You want to hold on to that hurt because you think, why is it that people can say what they want and get away with it so easily? you know, but obviously Allah is, I mean, and, you know, he's just great.
I think you make a valid point that if the mistake is repeated several times, then it's difficult to move on.
It's difficult, but it's important to forgive, not for the other person, it's about for yourself. Once I went for a workshop, and it was lovely because this gentleman, he kind of, every time, you know, he walked past, he picked up a chair, and he carried it, and he said, okay, this person did this for me, and he picked up a chair. And he said, okay, and that person said that, and they hurt me, so he picked up another chair. By the time he had walked across the room, he was kind of carrying a whole lot of chairs with him, but it was this heavy burden that he couldn't even breathe, and then he said, that's what it is to carry the hurt of people with you. So it's when you forgive, you know, I mean, they still have to answer, because really everything that people do, an atom of good and atom of bad, has to be questioned and answered for. So that is their problem. When you forgive, it's all about yourself. And when you release it and let go, it's just helping you to move forward without this heavy burden that you need to carry.
Interesting indeed, and I hear what you are saying. Jazakum Allah for that, sister.
Assalamu
alaikum. Two more callers. Let's go to the lines first. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Ji, Appa.
I just want to say that if we tell our mindsets that if Allah can forgive, then why can't we forgive? And if we don't ask for forgiveness from that person, how is Allah going to forgive us?
Exactly.
Because at the end of the day, we don't know what's wrong we did anyway. Our part in that quarrel is, and another thing, Murana, I think it's better to forgive because, not because the other person needs to be forgiven, but because you need to be at peace with yourself. And like the previous caller said, you are carrying the burden, and you are making yourself more miserable by carrying the burden along with you.
Interesting stuff. Jazakumullah for that, sister. Alright, let's go to the lines again. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Jee, sister.
How are you, Malana?
Alhamdulillah.
JazakAllah for a beautiful program.
Jee, Abba.
Malana, I'd just like to say, everyone makes mistakes in their life. If no one has made any mistake, you'd never learn from it. But if you learn from a mistake and it's bad, you ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. Don't carry hatred in your heart. Don't carry anything in your heart. Be free, be light. You'll have more energy. Otherwise, you'll always be thinking, oh, this one did that, that one did that. And in the meanwhile, sometimes people say things not to harm you, but to help you. But people take it the wrong way. And another point is, if you're married, your life still can be romantic. Islam teaches us that. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had that with Aisha radiallahu anha, with his wives. He used to play with them. So it's not that when you get married, everything gets stopped. Obviously, it's not like how you get courting and doing zina and kuna. It's not like that. And you got more responsibility when you're married. And you have to tolerate and understand and everything. But you can keep the flame burning. Don't let it die.
Jazakumullah for that, sister. Just to add to your point about mistakes, this world came into existence because of a mistake.
Yes.
Done by our father Adam alayhi salatu wa salam. And that is why this world is in existence. So Allah is showing us that nobody is flawless in this world. Starting with your father himself made a mistake. And so he picked himself up and he made that sincere repentance. That's the example. And then shaitan on the other side was a spiteful one. So we have both examples in front of us. Jazakumullah for that, sister. Allah, you also. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam.
08114154848 4885 0727861548. Lots of SMSs coming through. Yes, salam. Anyways, it says, I was speaking before the callers that forgiveness is not something we do for others. You must know, when you don't forgive the other person, right, you create a cell for yourself. And in that cell, you got sorrow, you got your uncle grief, and then you got your auntie hatred, and then you got your auntie malice, and all those people are with you in that cell. And the minute you forgive, all those people are gone. You set them also free, they're gone. And you see a brighter you to yourself. That's the amazing thing. And Imam Shafi has communicated his sentiments in these words. لما عفوت ولم أحقد على أحد أرحت نفسي من هم العداوات إني أحيي عدوي عند رؤيته لأدفع الشر عني بالتحيات وأظهر البشر للإنسان أبغضه كما إن قد حشى قلبي محباتي الناس داء ودواء الناس قربهم وفي اعتزالهم قطع المودات سبحان الله profound words. I'm just going to take on the first line which is relevant to our discussion. Imam Shafi says, when I forgive somebody and I overlook somebody's shortfall and their shortcoming, I give myself the peace of mind, and I give myself the comfort, and I literally liberate myself from the shackles of sorrow and grief and everything. He says, "Arahtu nafsi." I bring comfort to myself first. So that's the most important message we need to take from this program, that forgiveness is not for others, it's for ourselves. It's for us. It's for us. That's the important thing to keep in mind. Because it takes less energy to love and forgive than it takes to stay angry and hold a grudge. You know, to stay angry also requires a lot of effort. It's more difficult. It's more tough. It's tougher than staying happy. When you're happy, there's no effort required. You're just happy. When you're angry, I want you to just picture it. You can feel that. You can sense that rage. So there is an effort in being spiteful also. Constantly following your enemy's path and tiptoeing them and seeing what they are doing in life. And you're constantly checking on them, constantly doing what you're constantly. It's a mission. It's a mission, I tell you. But if you forgive, don't worry what the world says. You must do it for the pleasure of Allah. And do it for yourself. Remember that. We're going to go for a quick commercial break. When we return, inshallah, we'll take some of the messages and also the calls. There's so many beautiful messages coming through. This one reads, Assalamu alaikum. Allah works in mysterious ways. Allahu Akbar. Yesterday, I was so down and out because of something that someone said to me. I just can't bring myself to forget it. Although I have forgiven them. Subhanallah, I think this program is meant just for me. Well, sister, I'm really happy to hear that in whoever's life we can make a difference, we should try to do. Why not? Why not? Inshallah, Allah will help us. This one says, Assalamu alaikum, I think we have to change our thinking when we think they get a chance. They get away with whatever hurt people do, because in the end, in actual fact, you know, this message is broken up. Any message that's longer than 160 characters on the 488 line breaks up into several messages. And I just to patch it up. Anyways, I'll read that one later. Let's go to the WhatsApp one. There's some nice ones coming through here. It reads, forgiveness is not for the weak. Being able to forgive those who have wronged you is a mark of spiritual strength and confidence. When you forgive, you grow. Your heart begins to heal. Your back straightens up. Your eyes clear to the road ahead of you. Anger is a spiritual sickness. But when you forgive, you live. These are so profound words. I think I should read it out for the second time. Forgiveness is not for the weak. Being able to forgive those who have wronged you is a mark of spiritual strength and confidence. When you forgive, you grow. Your heart begins to heal. Your back straightens up, your eyes clear so that you can see the road ahead. Anger is a spiritual sickness, but when you forgive, you live. Jazakumullah khairan to you for that beautiful message. Here's another one. It says, Assalamu alaikum. It's no use holding on to hurt and pain because it just makes you a bitter person, whereas forgiveness makes you a better person and a happier person. Alhamdulillah, if Allah can forgive us, why can't we forgive each other for the pleasure of Allah? This one here says, Assalamu alaikum, pray Allah can soften the heart of one of my sisters. She says it straight out to us that her heart is very hard and she will not forgive people who hurt her. Knowing that makes everyone ashamed of asking her for forgiveness. What can we do? I told her I will always make dua for her so that Allah soften her heart. Please advise. Jazakallah khairan for the good program. Remember, here again, you're not doing for the other person. Do it for yourself. So if you've been kind, don't do it for the other person. Be kind for yourself. So even if the person opposite you is not showing kindness, it doesn't mean you should be the bad person. You don't have to retaliate with fire also. You don't match fire with fire. You try to use water. And yes, people are angry. Yes, people are hurt. But you should be the better person whenever you get in such situations. The next one reads, let's be tolerant and forgiving. Someone, if we ponder over the occasion when the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam forgave the murderer of Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and obviously this is an incident touching on a very sensitive one, because Hazrat Hamza was very close to the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he was martyred in the Battle of Uhud. And in fact, according to some narrations, the Prophet of Allah read his Salatul Janazah 70 times. That's how attached he was. But when his murderer Wahshi came to the fore, the Prophet of Allah forgave him also. The lines are buzzing. Let's go to the lines. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Ji.
Can I have a question? I'm married 15 years and husband, and we have 5 children. My husband decided to take a second wife, and our whole family is not happy with this drama. How do I move on from this hurt? How do I forgive him? And how do I forgive him? And what do I do for my children? It's so difficult for us to move on. How do we forgive and forget? And how does he live with this? He is breaking one marriage and going into another one.
Very interesting question posed to you, by the sister. You can listen on air and we'll reply to that. Yes, second marriages is a reality of life. We as a community need to come to terms with it. Many people think that if there's a problem in the if there's a problem in the first marriage, that is why their husband is taking a second marriage. But you don't have to have anything wrong in the first marriage to take a second wife. You must understand that that's one misconception in many homes. So what was wrong with me, or what's wrong? Secondly, there's two things you can do. Either you can be part of the process and help the person, or you can throw everything else away. So the choice is yours at the end of the day. The choice is yours at the end of the day, that what would you want to do in a situation like this? And I'm not sure of the details, but if the person is doing it openly and following protocol, then there should be no grudges, and you should allow the process to take its course. What's really important for us to come to terms with is that, look at our community. Just yesterday, Mufti Menk in the Ulama Circle posted an image that in Saudi, in a space of few months, 5,030 divorces registered. 5,030 divorces registered in the court in Saudi. That's just the registered ones. And this is a span of just few months, not, let me see if I have that image. Not few years, few months. So, the thing is, you throw it away, but then what happens afterwards? What happens afterwards? Here's the image. It reads in بلغ عدد قضايا الطلاق 5,209. That's the exact. سجلتها المحاكم السعودية وذلك خلال الأشهر الستة. Only in 6 months. In 6 months, they registered 5,209 divorces. So it's either you. And I often say that people who find it difficult to come to terms with this second marriage story, they should first tread in the shoes of others. I had a sister 2 days ago with this. So she was telling me, many, many, many years ago, her husband was murdered. She was left with 4 children. And so somebody came along to help her and take her as a second wife. The marriage lasted for a short while, but then it broke down because of the first wife. She said, Maulana, I've come to terms with it. And I grew my children up alone. It is now 24 to 25 years later. Allah is still looking after me. Allah is still feeding me. Allah is still providing me. But one thing you people must do is that you must educate and communicate this to the community, that it's not just about one side of the story. Try to see the other side also. Hey, I know. But can't chali jati. Anyways, so in life, let's be forgiven. Our topic today is forgiveness. Let's move on. Let me just see. It was a nice one. Assalamu alaikum. I think we have to change our thinking when we think they get away with whatever hurt they do. Because in the end, in actual fact, they didn't get away. Because they're going to answer by the one that tells us to forgive. So if we don't forgive, we're in the same position as them. And this is a very valid point. You know, yes, you have been wrong. So you have the right to retaliate till the extent you have been wrong. But then if you go above that, then you must know that you are on the wrong afterwards. And then you are responsible to Allah and not that other person. Yes, you must remember, Jazakallah khairan for this point, whoever the person is. That is a very, very important point. So if somebody has slapped you, you have the right to slap him back. But if you slap him two times, then you must remember the second one you are going to be accountable for. You must remember that that is a very important factor to keep in mind. Let's go. Okay, 011-854-1548. The next message says, quick to condemn and slow to praise. That's the sad state we are in today. Instead of pointing a finger, focus instead on improving ourselves. If you are irritated by someone's success or popularity, it's time to check your heart. Start purifying it. Don't let the feeling fester. Value those who you know your weaknesses, but highlight your strength. Know your fears, but keep your faith in check. Treasure such positive souls. This is by Mufti Ismail Menk. Somebody's quoting him. Assalamu alaikum. It's better to forgive and try your utmost to forget. Bury it and move on. To dwell on things that hurt you makes you a bitter person and sad person. We will all make mistakes. So does everyone else. So, these are just some of the messages, too many of them. You know, when you are in that anguish, you must understand that studies have shown that being unforgiving and dwelling on the injustices that were done to you can actually raise your blood pressure, increase your heart rate, make your muscle more tense, and lead you to be much more stressed out than if you worked on forgiving that person. The longer you hold onto your angry feelings, the worse your body and mind will feel. And why do that to yourself? Why? For someone else? No, it's not worth it. Move on, inshallah. Let's go to the lines. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam. Mawlana, I just wish to let the people know that if we can look at the people that we deal with every day, in the same light as if we are passing a rose garden and saying, mashallah, beautiful roses, oblivion that there's more thorns in there.
Kya baat kahi. Kya baat kahi, mashallah. Okay, Mawlana Bam would like to come on. Please get Mawlana Bam on by Ziyad. And inshallah, let's see if we can get him for a few minutes. So this is the fact of the matter. You'll see the blood pressure rising, you'll see the increase in your heart rate. You know when an angry person is around you. You can just tell. It takes a very kind heart, a very forgiving heart, a very tolerant heart to see you go through this whole phase. It's not easy. I acknowledge your feelings. I know you are angry. I know you have been torn apart. The choice is yours on how to respond. Are you going to torture yourself further? Are you going to finish yourself even further because of somebody else? Or are you going to allow yourself to live and be a better person? The events of life can either make us or break us. Alright, we do have Mawlana Bam on the program. Mawlana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ji Molana, mashallah, nice to hear you.
How are you?
Alhamdulillah, nice to hear you.
Alhamdulillah, maaf, I had some takaza and some commitment from the Jamia that I had to do, so we could not be in the program. But I'm sure you must have handled it ably, Molana.
There's too many callers and messages, Molana. The topic is forgiving and forgetting.
Right. So give me a gist of the program and the callers.
Gee, so basically, Molana, all the people that are messaging or who are calling are saying that after going through the hurtful incidents of life, they've come to terms and they've come to realize that the best way is to forgive, and you are forgiving for yourself, not for others, and you are making peace with yourself and not others. And you are helping yourself pick yourself up and move on in life. That's the gist of it.
Well, I think very important for us is to understand that forgiving, there are two aspects with regard to forgiving. One is, normally many a times, I think one of the big mistakes people make is that people feel that forgiving is an act of weakness. It means if I am forgiving, it means I am weak.
Subhanallah.
And I am giving in. And I think that's the biggest mistake you can make, because forgiving is an act of strength. It's not an act of weakness. People who are weak act for forgiveness. People who are strong stand for forgiveness. And so many times it's very difficult. People are always kind, always considerate, always forgiving. But why is it that when we give examples of Nabi Karim Sultan's forgiveness, we give the example of Fatah Makkah? We give the example when he conquered Makkah and he was forgiven to the people. Whom he had at his mercy, the very same people who were responsible for the great amount of persecution, oppression, and injustice against the Muslims in the initial stages of Islam. The reason is because at that time, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had strength over them, he had power over them, he had authority over them, he could do whatever he wanted with them. No one could have stopped him because he had power and authority over them. And that's the time when he chose forgiveness.
Subhanallah.
Forgiveness is an act of strength, not an act of weakness. Allah says in the Quran, وَلَمَنْ صَبَرَ وَغَفَرَ إِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ لَمِنْ عَظْمِ الْغُمُورِ. And he who adopts patience and he forgives, this is an act of great courage. عَظْمِ الْغُمُورِ. It's a great act of courage. It's a complete different scenario from how we perceive forgiveness to be. I got no choice, I'm weak, therefore I'm forgiving. Forgiveness is an act of strength. The second point is, the one very important point is, when you do forgive, sometimes it's not only for the person whom you are forgiving, which of course is a very great reward, and I will talk about that reward, but I think another point is, you sometimes do it for yourself. Because when you carry the bitterness, that bitterness is with you all the time. And as you carry that bitterness, it not only impacts upon the person who has wronged you, sometimes it impacts upon your life. Sometimes you just sort of, by giving up and by forgiving, what actually happens and transpires is that you free yourself. And that freeing can be very greatly relieving and it causes you less stress than any other matter. So I think it's an important point. The second point that I would like to say with regard to forgiveness and of course, then the most important point is, through the means of forgiveness, we earn great rewards. It's the way of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the sunnah of our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we and yet had the power and authority over the people. He forgave them. He didn't forgive any ordinary people. He forgave people who were the ones who caused him such great inconvenience and harm. They were the ones who chewed the liver of his uncle. They were the ones who were responsible for the death of his daughter. They were responsible for causing him great amount of anguish. And he forgave them. So when we forgive, which is not going to be in the category of what Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi went through and forgave, whatever we do is very minor and insignificant compared to what Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi went and forgave. So the third thing is, what we do realize is the sunnah of our beloved Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The fourth thing with regard to forgiving and forgetting is, وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَن يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Forgive and overlook. أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ. Don't you love that Allah must forgive you? SubhanAllah. What an important point. That to the extent that you are forgiving to the faults of others, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive your faults and shortcomings. So if you forgive, it is more likely that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you. There's a hadith in Sahih Muslim that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a people from the previous ummah was brought before Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and said, what good deed did you bring? He said, I don't have any good deed. Only I was a businessman. I used to be extremely compassionate to my customers. Those who used to could not pay, I could sometimes forgive them. Sometimes they could pay, but they had to ask for delay. That they could pay over terms. I used to give them the terms. And Allah will tell him, if you are forgiving and you are compassionate to my bondsman, to my servant, it is more haqdar, it is more rightful that I should be compassionate towards you. And Allah will forgive him.
Allah.
In a similar manner, if we are forgiving, Allah inshallah will also forgive us for our shortcomings. So basically 4 points I have made with regard to forgiving and forgetting.
Darya Bakuza.
Make dua, inshallah.
Jazakallah, brother. You've just come at the right moment and to seal the program with the right message and the right words, mashallah. May Allah reward you for it, brother. Jazakallah.
Assalamu
alaikum wa rahmatullah. Yes. Very pertinent points, Marana made there. Number one, that you forgive, it's not a sign of weakness. It's not a sign of weakness. Only a strong person can forgive. Don't worry what the world will say. Don't worry. Leave what people are going to say. People are never satisfied. When you're happy also, they have a problem. And when you're sad also, they have a problem. People are never happy in the world. They always got something to say. Don't worry about the people. And don't live your life for people also. Then the second one, Maulana said, which we are also discussing throughout the program, that forgiveness is for ourselves and not for others. And third one, Maulana said, وَالْيَعْفُ وَالْيَصْفَحُ. Don't you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to also forgive you on the day of Qiyamah as you are forgiving others? So you should also do that. And the last point that slips my mind, somebody can help me out. But anyways, there were 4 points that Maulana mentioned, and the incident of that person who forgave, who was a businessman and forgave the person simply because he was lenient, etc. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dealt with him accordingly. So we will say, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْضِ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. I love this verse. When I read this verse, the hair on my body stands. This is such a powerful verse. وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْضِ. Those who swallow their anger. Swallow here means to drink. You know, when you are drinking, Allah is saying, those who drink the anger. It's a literal expression. Don't take it figuratively. People swallow the anger. وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْضِ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. And those who forgive people. وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah loves them. Don't worry what the world says. Allah loves you because you are kind to others. Allah loves you for that. Allah is saying in the Quran, He is declaring, وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah loves those who are kind, who are generous, not in money, but in heart, and in the generosity, in the akhlaq. And that is a more pricier one. The generosity in your akhlaq is far more valuable than the generosity in your wealth. Remember that in life. Because you can spend $1 million, but if you're funny to the person, and you make him feel insignificant and inferior, it serves no purpose. So, to be generous in your akhlaq. That's where you need to be, inshallah. Nonetheless, there were lots of other angles to bring in, but I think the point has been driven home. May the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Just remember, at the end of the day, it is for yourself and not for others. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.